Now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Helpable.
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
We have a rare treat on today's program, a chat with Kyle Cote and Kathy Jordan from Dervish. Their newest album is called The Great Irish Songbook. And one of the things that makes it even greater is the long list of celebrity artists who appear on it. But to warm up, let's have a little music from Plantech and Speedwell.
Oh,
Nobody's talking, so the graves, they rose up, walked away. What's the point in this futile? Like reptiles, we'll all soon be dust someday, someday. Like all godless children, the young bloods are bleeding to find a way. Let's not mess with their future. Our past revolutions have somehow failed. For once in this life, let's just make these wrongs right and then seize the day. We woke up. We woke up. Yeah, we woke up. Creators, begrudgers, the haters all disappear. There's no joy in salvation when souls are deflated, so keep the faith. For once in this life, let's just make these wrongs right and then seize the day. When lessons are lessons to be taught, when we learn to say that we woke up.
Of inspiration when you wake up, also called reptiles. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. Now, Sprague Session have a traditional Newfoundland tune, even though they are from Halifax, Nova Scotia. This is Paddy's.
Thank you. Surely you must be listening to another Celtic soundcheck. Check, check, check.
The best in Celtic music. Best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm going to kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
You are invited to Coastal Scots, a day-long exploration of the lives and experiences of Scottish peoples in the coastal region of Britain and North America, underlining the ways in which physical environments and cultural geographies shaped the history of Scottish communities over the past 300 years. Saturday, February 29th at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts bi-monthly. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to celtic-connection.com. And stay connected with us, because you can enter our draw for a pair of tickets to see Irish comedian Dara O'Brien at the Vogue Theatre in Vancouver on March 23rd. Write us at our contacts page at worldbeatcanada.com and do drop by our Celt in a Twist Facebook page where you find a playlist for today's show. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Just for Laughs presents supersonic Irish wit Dara O'Brien in his Voice of Reason tour.
I'm very fond of Twitter, for example, because it's allowed up to 40,000 people to contact me directly and tell me I look like Gru from Despicable Me.
For the first time in Canada, BBC comedy sensation Dara O'Brien brings his audacious, rapid-fire comedy to select cities. Presented by Just for Laughs from March 13th to the 23rd, tickets on sale now. For cities and details, go to hahaha.com.
Take my hand,
A Fling and a Jig. That's Kilfenora from Dunoo. They are from County Waterford and Dublin. Before that, the Mahones from Kingston, Ontario, and Someone Saved Me. Now, here's Larry Kerwin, used to be with Black 47, on his own here with a very familiar tune from a great hero of ours.
Drive them away. We can be there just for one day. We can be heroes just for one day. And you can be. I'll drink all the time. 'Cause we're lovers, and that is a fact. Yes, we're lovers, and that is that. The lover will keep us together. Time just for one day. We can be heroes forever and ever. What do you say? I wish you could swim like dolphins. Dolphins can swim. Though nothing will keep us together, we can be them forever and ever. We can be heroes just for one day. Go from Berlin to Belfast. Two cities with walls between them. Tear down the walls. Tear down the walls. Let's build bridges. Let's build bridges. You were from the east, I was from the west. You were wearing orange, I was wearing green. You adored in your church, I adored in mine. All we had in common was a special dream that we could live together and never be apart. No walls could separate the union of our hearts until the bullets ricocheted along a shanky road. You became a memory I would always love forever.
Larry Kerwin with Heroes from, of course, David Bowie. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, where we promise to play more Heroes. And, of course, that interview with Kathy Jordan from Dervish coming right up. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Just for Laughs presents supersonic Irish wit Dara O'Brien in his Voice of Reason tour.
Here's my question for you, right? When will we ever, Aggie, win the war on bacteria? We're up to 99.9% now, according to the ads.
For the first time in Canada, BBC comedy sensation Dara O'Brien brings his audacious rapid-fire comedy to select cities. Presented by Just for Laughs from March 13th to the 23rd, tickets on sale now. For cities and details, go to hahaha.com.
BBC Lifetime Achievement Award winners Dervish are whirling their way around Canada and the US this spring in support of the Great Irish Songbook, a collection of classics with a spectacular list of guests. Kathy Jordan, the indomitable voice of these Irish icons, is on the line. Kathy, congratulations on the band's 30-year anniversary.
Thank you so much, Carol. It's hard to believe it's been that long, but here we are.
What's the secret to staying together for that long?
It's just about playing the music you love to people that want to hear it, and as long as there are people that want to hear it, I think we'll keep going, you know?
So the magic is still there when you perform together.
Yeah, and sometimes I think there's more magic now than there ever was, because I suppose as the older you get, the less you take for granted, and the more gratitude you have for the life the music has given you. And, you know, we consider ourselves very lucky to be able to do what we do, and this music was handed down to us from our fathers and mothers and grandparents, and the stories those songs and tunes carry, you know. And we're just very privileged to, you know, be the, I suppose, keepers of the flame while we're around.
That's very insightful. There's an incredible list of guests who contributed their talents to the Great Irish Songbook. There's Andrea Corr, Steve Earle, Rhiannon Giddens, Vince Gill, Brendan Gleeson, David Gray, Jamie Johnson, Imelda May, Kate Rusby, The Steel Drivers, and Abigail Washburn. Anyone in particular who melted the band's heart?
Well, all in their own way melted our hearts, because we were very humbled by the amount of people that were willing to be a part of this, and that's a testimony to the music. And everybody seems to have an Irish song in them and what they love, and you know, it's very humbling when people like David Gray or Vince Gill or Steve Earle or any of the above, you know, want to sing a song on your album. And
did anyone surprise you with their performance?
Vince Gill really surprised me, how high he can actually sing. Absolutely incredible. We offered to change the key for him, but he was happy to show his vocal prowess, and he did an absolutely amazing job on writing a role.
13 songs make up the album, but in the Great Irish Songbook, there must be thousands. How did you wean it down to a baker's dozen, or did you leave that up to the featured artists themselves?
It was a kind of a mixture of both. We sat down originally ourselves with a very long list of 100 songs, and then we sat down again, and the list got longer. Eventually, we whittled it down to maybe 20, mm-hmm. And then from there, the artists, the songs that we had done matched up with artists, and then artists matched up with songs. It took a while, but eventually all the pieces fell beautifully into place.
You've got your Celt in a Twist, and we have Kathy Jordan from Dervish on the line to talk touring and the Great Irish Songbook. Catch them live in Vancouver at the K Meek Centre on the North Shore, March 15th. How is the touring experience for you 30 years on, Kathy?
I actually love it. I mean, I really look forward to it. It's relaxing to me. I mean, I do a lot of other stuff outside the band, and there's a lot of organisation, you know, when you're, you know, do solo work or anything like that. But with the band, we all share the work, and it's just so easy. It's like putting on, you know, your favourite old comfortable slippers, and it's easy going, and, you know, it's very easy to tour in the States and Canada in terms of, you know, beautiful hotels and great roads and easy to hire vans, and people still come out in droves to see us, and that's an honour.
So are there going to be any guest appearances on the tour?
Well, that is between me and the band, and you just have to wait and see. I can't tell you for sure.
That's good.
You'd never know. You have to come see and see.
This sounds like it could be the start of something even bigger, Kathy. Any plans for Volume 2?
I guess we have to take a small breather first and enjoy Volume 1 and get out there and sing those songs. And it's like having a, you know, hit record because people know the songs and you sing them, they're familiar with them. So, and it's a beautiful thing when everybody in the audience is singing along with you. You know, there's enough songs there surely for 10 volumes, but we'll see.
Well, Godspeed to you and the band, and pass along my very best to them on the occasion of their 30th anniversary. We'll go out on one of my favorites from the album, which features Steve Earle, and it's the Galway Shawl. Can you set this up for us?
We asked him how he'd feel about singing the Galway Shawl, and he jumped at it. So I'd say he'd get Freedom of Galway one of these days. It's a great version of a great song, Steve Earle and the Galway Shawl, the Dervish.
In Aranmore, in the county Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was young and handsome. Her beauty fairly stole my breath away. We kept on walking, she kept on talking, till her father's cottage came into view. She said, "Come in, sir, and meet my father, and play for him the foggy dew." She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no none at all. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and round her shoulders was a Galway shawl. I played the blackbird and the stacks of barley, Rodney's glory and the foggy dew. She sang each note like an Irish linnet. When the tears fell from her eyes so blue, she wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no money at all. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and round her shoulders was a Galway shawl. Early, early, all in the morning, that I hit the road for old Donegal. She said goodbye, sir. She cried and kissed me. My heart remains with the Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder.
She, Italian next-gen instrumentalist with a great tune, All in One Day. And before that, of course, Dervish, joined by Steve Earle with The Galway Shawl. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist, and we do promise more great music and another artist from that great Dervish album, The Great Irish Songbook. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Just for Last presents supersonic Irish wit Dara O'Brien in his Voice of Reason tour.
I'm very fond of Twitter, for example, because it's allowed up to 40,000 people to contact me directly and tell me I look like Gru from Despicable Me.
For the first time in Canada, BBC comedy sensation Dara O'Brien brings his audacious rapid-fire comedy to select cities. Presented by Just for Last from March 13th to the 23rd, tickets on sale now. For cities and details, go to hahaha.com.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Kilt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic play of the day.
Our Cosmic Celtic play for today is If I Could Talk to My Younger Self by Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn. But first, this thought to ponder from Gordon Livingston. We also need to learn the art of letting go of the past, of unresolved grievances of our younger selves. Nobody gets out of here alive.
Feel the fear inside your chest. Watch it ebb and flow. The darkest hour dies at the dawn. First clearing's yours to reap and sow. If I could talk to a younger me, I'd tell me to go slow. This time on earth it moves so fast, and when it's gone, it's gone. When it's gone, it's gone. It's gone.
Vente Nord and Cardeuse. And here's Joe Quinn and Sammy Horner with Away You Go.
Hey ho, away you go, my laddie-o. Hey ho, away you go, a travelin' o. Hey ho, away you go, my laddie-o. Hey ho, away you go, a travelin' o. I went up north, it was frozen hill. Away you go, my laddie-o. I went down south, it was colder still. Away you go, a travelin' o. I went to the east for a bit to rest. Away you go, my laddie-o. I went to the west, and the west was best. Away you go, a travelin' o. Hey ho, away you go, my laddie-o. Hey ho, away you go, a travelin' o. I went to France for to try the food. Away you go, my laddie-o. I went to Greece where the weather's good. Away you go, a travelin' o. I went to Rome for the art and style. Away you go, my laddie-o. Then Edinburgh's Royal Mile. Away you go, a travelin' o. Hey ho, away you go, my laddie-o. Hey ho, away you go, a travelin' o. So I sailed upon to America. Away you go, my laddie-o. And it was mostly A-OK. Away you go, a travelin' o. And further to Australia's shore. Away you go, my laddie-o. I found my heart, it'll roam no more. Away you go, a travelin' o. Hey-ho, away you go, my laddie-o. Hey-ho, away you go, a travelin' o. Hey-ho, away you go. Away you go, my laddie-o. Hey ho, away you go, a travelin' o.
For joining us today, and thanks also to Kathy Jordan from Dervish for joining us. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcapyrite Communications, and our producer is Cal Coat. We will go out with Macumba and the Glen Malambo set. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
copyright Communications.